Praise 100.9 and 92.7. A Melanie in the Middle. It's a fantastic Monday. We're getting ready for a full week, and what better way to kick it off than tonight at New Birth Charlotte with the Dream Concert. And I'm in studio with a friend, Bishop Eddie Long. Hey, Bishop.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. My friend Lance Hamright's in studio as well. What's up, Lance?
Good morning, man.
Are y'all excited for tonight?
We're excited because you're going to be there.
I am going to be there. All that energy
you have, you're going to wake up dreams.
Well, Bishop, tell us what Dream Week is all about.
Well, Dream Week, number one, is about, if you remember the story about Joseph, and he said he had a dream and his brothers hated him even more. It's so many people who have wonderful dreams or had dreams that God has given. I really call it the thesis of God that's placed in them. But yet through the trials of life and the process of life, they start to get off course and lose the dreams and stop hoping for a better tomorrow. And then the church not coming together and really, really pushing the dream to change a culture, change a society. Charlotte's a great place. It's a wonderful place to live. There's some challenges, but you know, when the church comes together and starts to dream again and go exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask and think, and that's great power.
What would you say to the church's role, or say about the church's role in needing to support people's dreams?
There's two things. We have to look at it in two ways. You got to look at it corporately and individually. Corporately, the church has to come together because it has a mission or an assignment of God for the region that it's in. You know, when you look at the Bible, read the Bible, it says to the church at Rome, to the church at Corinth, to the church at Philippi. Those are cities. There's a word that God has for the city,
right,
not for the individual church. And so there's a dream of God. There's a mandate of God for Charlotte, for this area, to make it better and to create the living environment and all of that that God has ordained. Yet at the same time, God has spoke individually to all of us to give us what we are to do, where we're to go, what purpose we have, what cause do we have to live. And so with all the other things that happen in life, you kind of get off, and some people kind of fall to the wayside. I did a thing for Dorothy Height one time, and I went and did a breakfast for her, and I passed out Barbie dolls to 500 women, and these women were senior women, and I said, God told me to tell you, and I was playing with the doll, and said, remember when you were a little girl and you used to dream?
Wow.
And then life happened to you. And they got so excited because they remembered the dreams that they had. And I said, because we're still living, those dreams are still to come to pass. And what we want to do is really stir up the corporate church body dream for this city and region, and at the same time, wake up people who've had misfortune, wake up people who's fallen or got off focus,
right,
that they start to really live again and be challenged.
Well, so, and we're talking about, you know, life happens, and that happens to everybody. And so we're in a new day for New Birth, and there's kind of a second Genesis going on up there at 17001 New Birth Road. Can you tell us how do you help people get up and go to that next place when they're having that moment that they don't think they can push through?
Well, number one, you got to be able. The Bible said they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Everybody has a story. And part of your story is to be used to elevate someone else. How I did face this and I've come through it.
Right.
I went through a divorce. I went through an abortion. I went through drugs. I was in prison,
right,
and all of that. Those, and being able to identify. Now, the church has been so judgmental in the past that people don't want to share their real life stories in fear of being condemned,
right,
versus embraced. And those life experiences, the messes become ministry, and they're able to see, I can overcome this. I can do better than this. I can really have another chance. You know, the funny thing about it, when Nicodemus went to Jesus and said, you know, I see you're sent by God and all this, and he said, no man can do this unless God sent him. And then Jesus said, unless you're born again, you cannot see or enter the kingdom. And Nicodemus simply asked him a question that sometimes we all miss. He says, how can a man go back into his mother's womb. I thought Nicodemus was being sarcastic. He wasn't being sarcastic. What he was meaning, what he was saying is, I'm old now.
Right.
I'm in a whole bunch of habits I have. Do you mean I can break out of the mold I'm in right now and really have the life that is offered today?
Wow.
And my message to everybody listening to me right now is, whatever you've been through or wherever you are right now, you can break out of that and have life today and have it more abundantly, because God has not changed his mind about you.
Just continue to dream.
Just continue to dream.
Okay, we're going to talk about this concert for a minute, because I got we could go some totally where else. More with Bishop Betty Long coming up. Stay right here on Praise. We're back with Bishop Betty Long, Lance Hamright. We're talking about the Dream Concert going down tonight at New Birth Charlotte. What can we expect tonight, Lance, musically?
Musically, tonight is going to be a sonic dream. Your ears will hear so many things musically that will be amazing. But more importantly, it's not just a musical thing, it's a spiritual thing. What we're accomplishing here in the city is something that is for a reawakening for people who have become kind of disillusioned with the music ministry of Charlotte. This is a reawakening of people who are really looking for something more impactful. So the people that are coming before the Charlotte community tonight, they're coming with the purpose of ministry. We're all about souls. We're all about spreading the gospel. We're all about bringing people together. So tonight, we're going to have the local heroes.
Yes.
I will be there, of course, because I love
you
my new birth. I love my new birth family, along with my group Promise to Progress. I also will be sharing the stage with two of the most wonderful universities in the city, Johnson and Wales and Johnson C. Smith University.
Yes, indeed.
They will be with us. One of my dear, dear friends, John Lake and the Band of Worshipers. I am almost afraid to see what they're going to do today. Chandler Moore, Bishop Brian Moore's son, he is covered in God's oil.
Yes, he is.
Along with, of course, the Tasha Cobb.
Yes.
And I am, like I said, Bishop William Murphy. I'm afraid.
Don't be afraid. Be ye not afraid.
Yeah.
And it's completely free. Did we mention that it's completely free?
You can't beat it.
Cannot beat it. I'm so excited. Bishop, you're going to be there too.
I'm going to be there, very much so. And he left. My son is going to be on too. So I'm going to get you, Lance. I had to throw that in.
He was letting you do that.
Yeah. Well, praise the Lord. Edward will be there. And you know what? One of the things, as Lance was talking, Tasha Cobb, Bishop William Murphy, William Murphy is one of my sons in the gospel. When he ministers in song, he'll also, which will wake up dreams, will also give his testimony. And the testimony he has is so powerful. And with Tasha breaking every chain, I'm going to tell you, it's going to be some freedom in the house.
It's going to be some freedom in the house. It's the Dream Concert tonight. I'm so excited. Really, Charlotte, we're challenging you to dream again. Bishop said it, no matter what you've been through, no matter where you have been, what you've encountered, the Lord's not intimidated by your situation or your circumstance, and that he is looking to bless you tonight. All you have to do is come out. Bishop, why don't you encourage that person that is maybe at that place that they don't feel that they're going to really get to the next day, that things are never going to be normal again, and encourage them to come out tonight?
Well, one of the things I want to say, and when I had an opportunity to minister yesterday, last night, and I'll be doing it tomorrow night also, is that everybody has to realize that our purpose in life, God gave us a purpose before he said, let there be anything. Before anything was created, God already assigned us a purpose. You were assigned a purpose. You have a cause. You have what God has ordained for you to do. And so when you understand that, before there was ever time, God had a dream for you and a purpose for you. So whatever has happened to you in time, it does not, please hear me, it does not negate what God said about you and what you will do and what he's going to do through you now.
Even if I did it to myself?
Even if you did it to yourself.
Even if I made a bad choice?
Even if you made a bad choice. And please understand, he chose us. And the Almighty God knew everything about us and every bad choice we would make, and he still wanted us. He still loved. We didn't go after him. He came after us. And no greater love than that. And before he, and this is, I love this, Jeremiah 1:5. When he talks to Jeremiah, he said, before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you, I sanctified you and ordained you to be a prophet to the nation. He told him what his purpose was. What God was doing, he said, look here, when we were just spirit, before you got this flesh, me and you had an understanding. You agreed to the purpose I gave you. Now that you got in time and got a little flesh, you now got beside yourself. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to remind you what's happening in the dream concert tonight and our service tomorrow is to just remind everybody, regardless of your circumstance, regardless where you find yourself today, God has a whole new agenda and a whole agenda that never changed. And you can rise up from wherever you are and stand in your purpose and the supernatural power of God will make up for anything that you think is lost time. You know, he'll redeem the years. And I'm telling you tonight, he's going to redeem the years and you're going to go in supernatural accelerated speed to put you right on course in Jesus' name. So rise, shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you.
It's tonight. It's the Dream Concert. New Birth Charlotte, 17001 New Birth Drive. Doors open at 6. The praise gets underway at 7. Johnson & Wales University, Johnson C. Smith University, Edward Long. We got Lance Hamright, John Lakin, Chandler Moore, Tasha Cobbs, Bishop William Murphy. Did I leave anybody out? I think I got everybody.
We got
and me.
You.
I'm going to be
yeah.
there. I'm going to be there. Come on and join us. It's completely free. Join us along with Bishop Eddie Long and praise. Thanks, y'all.
Lord bless you.